这段时间跟弟兄姊妹啊交通过，我们说在人面前神摆下两件事。
I've shared with brothers and sisters that there are two things that God placed before men.
对一个不信主的人，神把永生摆在他们面前。
For the unbelievers, the Lord presents to them
eternal life. 就是要世人能够得永生。
And it's that they will obtain eternal life.
对一个已经信主的人。
But for a believer.
神把天国摆在人的面前。
The Lord showed them the kingdom.
所以我们在座应该，如果大部分都是信主的人。
I know most of us here are believers.
所以我们有个目标是要进天国。
So our goal is to enter into the kingdom.
圣经告诉我们进天国是要努力的。
And the Lord said that to enter the kingdom, you need to be diligent.
我们没有人能够把你抬进去。
Nobody is gonna carry you in.
在圣经原文那个努力那是暴力。
And that diligent is actually with violence.
那个对自己毫无保留的暴力。
It is to do violence to yourself.
在我们里面有多少不讨神喜悦的事？
There are many things that in us that are not.
我们要靠着主说，我厉害的，求主对付我。
And so you have to be before the Lord and say, deal with me.
求主把这些事情能够挪开。
Take away all these things from me.
使我们能够越过，越能够蒙他的喜悦。
That more and more we will be pleasing
him. 这是我们今天朝着天国的路而走的。
So this is the way we should go.
所以我跟弟兄姊妹交通了几件事情。
And I have shared a few things with brothers and sisters.
我第一次跟弟兄姊妹交通到，我们要有操练敬虔。
First is to exercise godliness.
我们知道英文 godliness 很清楚，就是要像神。
In English, it says godliness it is to be like God.
但你真的，如果你说我什么叫敬虔呢？
But what does it mean to be godly?
敬虔乃是给人看见我，就能够看见神。
It is that when people see me, they will see God.
所以我们操练有个目标的。
So we have a goal in our exercise.
使人能够碰到我，能够碰到主。
So that when people meet us, they will meet the Lord.
我们不要让人碰到我就碰到世界。
We don't want it to be when people meet us, they meet the world.
那就是说我们这个人还是往世界跑的。
That means that we're still going in the world.
罗马书第十五章二十九节里面讲了一句话。
Romans 15:29 says this.
他说保罗说我要到罗马去，我要带着神丰盛的恩典去。
It says when I go to Rome, I will bring the full grace of God there.
我们今天要人碰到我们能够碰到主无限的恩典。
Today, when we want people to see in us the full grace of God.
我们能够真的成为里面人家生命里面的供应。
And we want to be a supply for their life.
所以我们今天第一个目标乃是求主给我们能够彰显我们的主。
And so we want to manifest the Lord in our life.
就好像我们刚刚唱的那首诗歌最后一节啊，愿主能够从我的彰显。
And so that the Lord will be manifested in us.
第二次我跟弟兄姊妹交通到，我们要成为神拣选的器皿。
And then the second thing is we want to be one who is selected to be a vessel by the Lord.
我们每一个信徒都是器皿。
We are all vessels.
但不见得是被拣选的器皿。
But we might not be the chosen vessel.
一个拣选的器皿，第一个，他是一个奉献给主的人。
A chosen vessel is one who is consecrated to the Lord.
奉献是必须的。
Consecration is vital.
但是奉献，我们却要真的彻底的奉献。
But consecration has to be absolute.
因为我们如果笼笼统统，我们只是骗自己说我奉献了。
If we consecrate ourselves in a very general way, we're just deceiving ourselves.
我们要在主面真有一次，在这个祭坛上面，我有一次是点火的。
We have to be before the altar, and one time we really light the fire.
我们真的把火点起来了。
And the fire should be lighted.
我们跟主说，我们是属你的。
And then we say to the Lord, I belong to you.
当我们真的奉献。
When we really consecrate
我们来是跟主说，你可以在我身上做任何你看为该做的事。
We're saying to the Lord that you can do anything you think is proper in me.
我们知道主在我们身上要做深的工作。
The Lord wants to do a deep work in us.
他要先拆我们。
And he has to break us first.
拆我们，打破我们。
He has to tear us down and to break us.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们里面太多不属他的东西。
It's because there's so many things in us that
do not belong to him. 但是他拆我们、打破我们，不是他的目的。
But breaking and tearing down are not the goal.
他的目的是要在建造、栽植我们。
The goal is to build up and to nurture us.
所以这是神要做的。
Now this is what the Lord will do.
他要建造、栽植我们，是用他自己的生命来栽植的。
Now to grow us.And to nurture us and to build us up, it's really only the Lord can do.
我那一次我交通的时候，我讲过一根蜡烛。
I talk about a candle.
一根蜡烛要着有光。
A lighted candle is light.
必须烧。
And it has to be burning.
我们说是世界的光。
We are the light of the world.
请问我们的光是怎么发光的？
Now, how do we show our light?
乃是我们要被烧。
That means we have to be burned.
我们被燃烧，我们才能够发光。
When we are burned, then we can light up.
所以我们必须把自己交在主的手中，才能够真正影响到别人。
So we need to put ourselves in the Lord's hand, and that's when we can influence other people.
这两个题目我们谈到，我们要像神。
So first, we have to be godly.
第二个，我们要彰显我们的神。
Second, we have to manifest our God.
我们要成为神拣选的器皿。
And then to be a chosen vessel of the Lord.
为了得到这个，我有两次的交通。
And to attain that, I have two sessions of fellowship.
第一个，我们要操练做一个祷告的人。
First, we need to be a man of prayer.
祷告不是对空气说话。
Now, prayer is not talking to the air.
祷告长也不见得有用。
Now, long prayers might not be useful either.
祷告要真。
But prayer has to be real.
我们对神没什么好隐瞒的。
We have nothing to hide from our Lord.
对神讲。
We need to be talking to our Lord.
祷告 talking, 我们就常常跟主讲话。
We have to be always talking with our Lord.
你看我们做父母就希望孩子常常跟我们讲话。
We like our kids to talk to us.
那如果我儿子不跟我讲话，只是跟我 send email 就麻烦了。
When my son doesn't want to talk to me, but only send me email,
我大概还有更高级的什么微信啦，什么 texting 啊，不跟你讲话，只靠送的。
Of course, nowadays there's high tech like WeChat, and then there's the texting.
很懂啊。啊，所以我们今天。我们渴望有人跟我们面对面可以讲话的。
So today we wish somebody can talk to us face to face.
第一个，我们神巴望我们跟他讲话。
Now our Lord wants us to talk to him.
Anytime, anywhere, 你在哪里都可以跟他讲话的。
He wants us to talk to him anytime, anywhere.
第二个，我们必须常有经历主听祷告的。
And then we need to experience that the Lord listened to our prayer.
你要知道他真的在听你祷告。
He is really listening to your prayer.
不管他有真的成就这件事还是没成就，你知道他在听的。
Now whether he do it the way you like it or not, he still is listening to your prayer.
如果我们知道主要照我们所祷告而听，就我的祷告要照着他心意祷告的。
If we want our prayer to be accomplished, then we need to pray according to his will.
我说我们要切切寻求主的心意。
And that's why we need to seek His will.
我明白了神的心意，我祷告主都听的。
If we know His will, whatever we pray, He's gonna answer.
你还会在经历，你一个意念，神就听了。
Even a thought, the Lord will already answer you.
因为你走在他的心意里。
Why? Because you're walking in His will.
第三个，我们祷告知道有一个对头。
And then in our prayer, we need to know we have an enemy.
那个对头就是魔鬼。
An enemy is Satan.
所以你知道，我们今天要切切祷告，因为有个对头，我们宣告主的得胜。
And we need to proclaim the Lord's victory because of having this enemy.
所以这个是我们今天必须操练做一个祷告的人。
So this is what we should practice to be a man of prayer.
我第二次的交通乃是提到我们要做一个运用信心的人。
Now my second preaching is about how to exercise our faith.
神在我们每个人信主的时候，每个人都赐下信心了。
So God has given you faith the moment you believe.
我们不可以说我没信心的。
We cannot say we do not.
那我要问你，你是怎么信耶稣的？
Now how do you believe in Jesus?
你必须有信心来信耶稣的。
Of course, you have faith in order.
所以每一个人信主的时候，神已经把信心进来了。
So for everyone who believes, the Lord has given you faith.
今天的问题，你有了信心，你怎么用？
Now you have faith, but how do you exercise it?
所以我们读圣经的时候，多处讲了几件事情。
So when we read the Bible in many passages,
主耶稣在地上的时候就说：“你们这些小信的人。”
The Lord said to the people, "You of little faith."
你没信心怎么会是小信？
Well, if you do not have faith, how can you have little faith?
他有信心，他不用就变成小信。
That means they have faith, but they don't exercise.
我们读圣经也看到说，你不信的人。
So and then the Lord said, "Are you who are unbelieving?" These are not people who have not believed the Lord Jesus. It's the evil heart of unbelief. What he's referring to is your heart is hard.
所以我们要知道，我们如果一直不用，有一天会走上就变得不信的恶行。
If you do not exercise your faith, then one day you become you have the problem of unbelief.
所以信心运用是非常的重要的。
So exercising your faith is very important.
你真的愿意说，主你讲过，我就相信你讲的。
Because Lord, you said it, I'm gonna believe it.
我们才会经历。神迹奇事随着我们。
If you believe, then the miracles and wonders and signs will accompany you.
我们才能够经历圣经里面说什么叫旷野开道路啊，这个沙漠开江河。
And then you will see that there will be a path in the wilderness and water in the desert.
我今天应该是讲，在这一我自己在主面前领受这系列里面的最后一堂第三个。
So this is the third in the series.
做一个顺服主的人。
It is to be one who is obedient to the Lord.
我们看两处的圣经。
Now let's turn to two passages.
雅各书。
James.
雅各书第四章。
James 4.
第七节。
James 4:7.
我们只看上面一句话。
We're just focused on the first part.
故此你们要顺服神。
Submit yourself therefore to God.
再看一次，故此你要顺服神。
Submit yourself therefore to God.
翻到彼得前书第五章。
And then 1 Peter chapter 5.
彼得前书第五章第六节。
Verse 6.
所以你们要自卑，伏在神大能的手下。
Humble yourself therefore under the mighty hand of God.
再一次哈，所以你们要自卑，伏在神大能的手下。
Humble yourself therefore under the mighty hand of God.
你知道这自卑英文就讲了哈，是谦卑。
In the English, it says humble.
我们要谦卑，伏在神大能的手下。
Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God.
我们今天要能够被主拣选，我们要做一个顺服的人。
To be chosen, we need to be one who is submissive to the Lord.
圣经里面讲很多讲到顺服。
The Bible talks a lot about submission.
妻子要顺服你的丈夫。
Wife, submit to your husband.
你们做仆人的要凡事顺服你的主人。
Slaves, you have to submit to your master.
使你的儿女凡事端庄顺服。
Same with children, you have to obey your parents.
教会顺服基督。
The church has to submit to Christ.
你们要顺服在上掌权的。
And you have to submit to the authority.
圣经讲了许多关于这个要顺服的。
There are many things the Bible talk about submission.
我们过去曾经遇过一个苏俄的姊妹。
A Russian woman,
sister. 她说在我们俄国的文字里面没有 submission 这个字的。
In Russian, there's no such word submission.
女强人。
Because they're all feminists.
我跟 Sherry 结婚的时候，她就说我苏俄女子很强的。
Sherry used to say, "Oh, the Russian women are very strong."
这个是他们不懂得什么叫做顺服。
They do not understand submission.
你知道我们的天性就是没有 submission 这个东西的，没有这个顺服这个东西。
In our natural man, there's no such thing as submission.
你只检查你的生活，你看我们哪里有什么像是顺服的。
When you examine your own life, you cannot see submission.
我很喜欢小孩子。
I like little kids.
小孩子不见得喜欢我。
But they might not like me.
也很奇怪哈，我对他凶，他不高兴，但是他还会来找我。
Sometimes they're not behaving and I'm strict with them and fierce, but they still come to me.
这个 Jacob.
Jacob.
现在是这里的明星。你跟他讲 no no.
And I tell him no no.
他看着我 I want to.
Stare at me and say I want to.
No no.
And again, I say, no, no.、
他爸妈不在。oh, I said, I want to.
Still, he said, I want to.
So, 我们今天我们知道，从小孩子一直长大，你发现人里面就是不愿意顺的。
So, we discover, even from childhood, man does not want to submit.
所以我们知道哈，今天为什么神要用这个字，就知道在人里面没这个东西的。
Now why does God want to use this word that does not exist in man?
如果你看圣经很多的故事
，If you look at many stories in the Bible,
都是背叛的故事。
They're all stories of rebellion.
从亚当夏娃就开始背叛。
Starting from Adam and Eve.
所以如果你去查背叛，哇，到处都是背叛。
If you look for rebellion, it's everywhere.
说神不喜悦这个背叛。
But God does not like a rebellion.
你看以色列人出了过了红海在旷野。
Now the Israelites crossed the Red Sea and they're in the wilderness.
没水喝埋怨。
When they don't have water, they complain.
水太苦埋怨。
When the water is bitter, they also complain.
天天吃玛拿埋怨我要吃肉。
And every day they had manna, they complain.
永远不会满足的。
They're never satisfied.
说神说我的子民是悖逆顶嘴的百姓。
And that's why the Lord said this is rebellious generation.
所以我在谈到顺服这件事，我们要知道我们天性里面是没有顺服。
So we need to know in our natural man, there's no submission.
所以当我们要学顺服的时候，真的要学的。
So when we want to learn submission, we really have to learn.
那圣经讲主耶稣来到地上，因所受的苦难，学会顺服。
And the Bible said that the Lord learned obedience through suffering.
好，当我们学的时候
，Now when we're learning,
我们就发现我们不是完全的顺服。
Then we realize that we do not submit.
我们顺服一点点。
We submit to a certain degree.
我记得我孩子小的时候。
When my kids were little,
这可能跟 Jacob 差不多这么小。
Maybe like Jacob's age.
这个，我们说你地毯不要穿鞋子走过去。
We said that, don't wear your shoes on the carpet.
你不讲还好。
If you don't say it, it seems to be okay.
你讲了不要走过去。
But the moment you said that,
他满脑袋就想怎么过去。
Then they think, how do I get there with my shoes?
That's, yeah.我才十五岁啊，结果呢，他跪就走过去。
So they knelt, walked.
你说他有没有听呢
？Now did they listen to you?
Yes. 他没踩在你地毯上。
Yes, they hear because they didn't put their shoes on the carpet.
那不是他们特别，我们每个人都一样。
Well, they're not special.
我们说今天走法律的漏洞。
We all try to.
只要没讲到的，我走。
If they say, if we can find a loophole, we'll do it.
我们在地上今天都是做取巧的人。取巧就是说，我只能说取巧就是 find
loophole.
Yeah.
Okay. We.
Loophole. 所以我们今天你看圣经里面例子也一样。
Same as the example in the Bible.
你看扫罗。
So like Saul.
做王了、
he's already a king.
从一个平民抬高成为王了。
From a common man, he becomes a king.
撒母耳命令来了。
And then, Samuel said something.
七天在基甲等我到了献祭，我们打仗。
You need to wait for me for 7 days, for the offering the sacrifice.
你是扫罗觉得有问题吗？好，我等你七天嘛。
And then you say, oh, no problem, I'm going to wait 7 days.
到我到了吉祥。
And then when I went to Chia,
一天天过。
One day passed by.
敌军菲利斯人就在那边。
The Philistines are there.
我等到第七天。
And then I waited until the 7 days.
我发现我的军队的人回家了。
And I discovered that my army went home.
不敢打。
They were afraid of the enemy.
没人打我这个王干嘛的。
Now, if I don't have an army, what am I here?
你看圣经怎么讲，他等不了那七天了。
And so he cannot wait for 7 days.
对他们来讲，献祭是什么？献祭就是祷告。
What is sacrifice? It is prayer.
但是撒母耳说，不是你献祭，是我来献祭的。
But Samuel said, it's not you who's going to offer the sacrifice.
对扫罗来讲，我赶快祷告了，献祭了，我就可以打了。不是军队都跑光了。
But to Saul, I'm going to do it. I'm going to pray. I'm going to do the sacrifice.
我其实常觉得
the army has gone home.
圣经讲的哈很妙，他说当他刚献完，撒母耳就到了。
And it's so amazing that after he sacrificed, just right after Samuel appeared.
还是第七天。
It's still 7 days.
撒母耳对扫罗说：“你做了糊涂的事。”
And then.Samuel said, "You have committed a great sin."
扫罗说，这个我勉强献的。
And Saul said, "I was kind of forced into it."
他等了第七天，他没有等满，不算数的。
If he waited for 7 days, but it's not the complete 7 days.
第二次，神再给他一个机会，你把亚玛利人全杀，牛羊啥都杀光。
And then the Lord gave him another chance to kill all the Amalekites and then all their cattle. And
你知道为什么杀亚玛利人？亚玛利人在圣经里面代表我们人的肉体。
Now the Amalekites represent our flesh.
我们的肉体在神眼中是一点好处都没有，要完全除去。
And then to the Lord, the flesh is completely corrupted. It has to be done away.
当撒母耳来见扫罗的时候
，Now when Samuel came and to Saul.
你发现扫罗的心呢是暗的。
The heart of Saul is darkened.
他跟撒母耳说：“你的命令我全听了。”
He said, "Oh, I have obeyed all your commands."
我就觉得圣经又很妙，那时候牛跟羊就开始叫。
And then, so amazing, the cattle start making noise.
撒母耳说：“为什么听到牛鸣羊叫呢？”
And Samuel said, "Why do I hear all this noise from the cattle and the sheep?"
哦，是神的百姓爱护的上好的动物献给神的。
Well, it's these people. They love the Lord and they have kept the best for the Lord.
不是我，是他们。
It's not me. It's them.
撒母耳对扫罗说：“你既然厌弃神的命，神也厌弃你做。”
And then the Samuel said, "Since you have not obeyed the Lord, the Lord has given up on you." And Saul killed everybody except the king, the Amalekite king. And then Samuel, of course, killed that king later. So there's no Amalekite, only the cattle. But when you read 1 Samuel,
一开始，大卫在扫罗死后之后跟亚玛利人打仗。
David still had to fight the Amalekites after Saul's death. So there were a lot of them left.
扫罗怎么死的？
Now how did Saul die?
死在一个亚玛利人少年人把他杀掉。
He was killed by a young Amalekite.
你当时神给你命令要把他们除掉，你不除，你结果死在他们手上。
Now the Lord commanded him to kill all the Amalekites, and yet he did not.
我们今天不对付我们的肉体，不让神对付我们肉体，迟早我们肉体把我们吃掉。
If we do not let the Lord deal with our flesh, the flesh will overcome us.
所以我们要知道，我们顺服主的话是要绝对。
So when we submit to the Lord and to His word, it has to be absolute.
另外一个的顺服。
Now another thing about submission.
我全听了。
Oh, I have heard everything.
我全做了。
And I have done everything.
但是我所做的是守着规条而做的。
But what I did is just to follow the rules.
每天早上读圣经15分钟。
So every day I open the Bible, read 15 minutes.
我要读三章圣经。
I'm going to read 3 chapters a day.
我就摆个时钟在那里。
And I set a timer.
那过一分钟就可以了，我做到了。
I've done it. I've fulfilled my time.
我每天祷告五次。
I'm going to pray five times a day.
早晚一次，三餐祷告一次。总共五次。
Early morning and late at night, and then three meals. That's five together.
我们都说吃饭要祷告嘛，对不对？
Because we have to pray before we eat.
早晚都要祷，起床祷告一下，晚上睡觉祷告一下。
And then when we wake up and when we go to bed.
我跟你讲，我守这种规矩守很多年。
I tell you, I really kept this kind of thing for many years.
我总觉得我是最乖的，在教会里面最乖的年轻人。
And I feel that I'm the best young person in the whole church.
其实我跟神远离得很。
But I'm really very far from the Lord.
什么东西读懂。
When I read the Bible, there's nothing to me.
读到一个地步非常枯燥。
It's very dry.
就是、不讨神喜悦，说哪个圣经
，But then,
一定要把它读完。
I have to read because it's not pleasing to the Lord. So I read, but it's very dry.
这样的遵守是外面的遵守，没有生命的碰到。
Now this keeping of the rules is an outward keeping.
我们今天我们说今天是我遵守了一些律法或者顺服了一些规条。
If we keep the law or submit to His commandments,
还有一个可能是为着某种的利益。
Sometimes it's because of certain benefit that we're doing it.
我怕有些灾难苦难会来到，所以我赶快照着做。
Or maybe we're afraid of calamities or some bad things will happen.
所以我们有了这个外面顺服的表现。
So we have an outward motion of submission.
这种的顺服是守规条的，不是顺服。
Now this is not real submission. This is keeping the rules.
那只是满足自己，说我满足你的规条。
It's to satisfy ourselves that we have done it.
我们只是给自己一点安慰，我满足了。
It's giving ourselves so we can have some peace, like, oh, I've done it.
如果我们走这样外面的路，
if we walk this outward way,
我们对神的认识永远是肤浅。
Then our knowledge of God is always very shallow.
因为神要我们从里面来认识我们的神。
Because the Lord wants us to know Him from within.
那什么是真正的顺服呢？
Now what is real submission?
我们诗歌有首诗歌唱着 Trust and obey, 信而顺从。
We have this hymn called Trust and obey.
我们要先能够相信，我们才能够有的顺服。
We can only obey after we really have trust.
我已经有一长的时间跟大家讲过怎么运用你的信心。
That's why I've spoken about exercising your faith.
希伯来书第十一章告诉我们说，人非有信不能讨神的喜悦。
In Hebrews 11:6 it says, without faith you cannot please God.
我知道 ，you cannot， 你没可能讨神喜悦的。
You cannot please God.
说这不是一个选择 ，it's not a choice， 不是一个选择 ，it's a must， 一定要。
So this is not a choice, it is a must.
除非你是没有愿意要讨神的喜悦。
Unless you don't really want to please God,
那你就无所谓了。
Then it's okay, you can be careless.
所以我们如果真的相信主的话，真的信得过主的话，你有行动。
Now if you really trust the Lord, it will come with action.
所以雅各书哈，建议说雅各书里面讲哈，信你说我有信，如果没有行为，那个信是假的。
That's why in James it says faith without work is dead.
所以信心所谓的行为就是顺服。
So the action of faith is obedience.
圣经里面太多这些例子。
There are many examples in the Bible.
神对摩西说：“你过红海。”
When God said to Moses, "You cross the Red Sea."
不要讲笑话，那真的是海。
This is a big sea.
过
and to cross it,
我从没见过。
I've never seen such a thing.
神就对摩西说：“伸你的杖出来，海水分开的。”
And God said to Moses, "Put forth your staff."
你要知道，摩西只要不顺服，把杖递出去，水永远不会开。
If Moses did not extend his staff, the water will never part.
神对祭司们说：“你们要过约旦河。”即使要抬约柜到水的中间去。
And then to cross the Jordan, the priests have to go to take the first step.
我跟你们讲过，约柜不好抬。
Now it's hard to carry the bear the ark.
不像中国人抬轿蛮稳的，坐在里面四平八稳。
Now this is not like in China where the coolie carries the person in the cart.
他两个棍子是在这个月会的底部。
Because the two poles are on the bottom of the ark.
四个人抬。
And there are four people bearing
them. 哪一个没走对，整个就翻了。
if there's one who's not right, then the whole ark will fall. And then there might be waves in the Jordan. Now how do they cross it? But then they did. And when they reached the middle and they stand there, then the water parted. So in many things, it's testing whether we're absolutely surrendered to Him. Many times we fail. We know when Abraham sacrificed Isaac, he really listened to the Lord. But when the 10 spies went to look at Canaan, 10 said they cannot go in. Do they have their reasons?
有.
They have.
他说他们太高大,
they said they were giants.
我们根本没可能跟他们打,
there is no way for us to fight them.
放弃吧,
so let's give it up.
所以我们第一个,
so in real submission is we can really trust the Lord, and because we trust, we can submit.
第二个,
and the second thing,
我希望弟兄姊妹能够记,
we, I hope brothers and sisters will remember, in many things we need to submit and obey first and then understand. You don't understand first and then you obey. You need to catch this point.
主如果有一句话来了,我就先顺服,那主,
if the Lord's words were to come to you, just obey first.
你看亚伯拉罕,
now look at Abraham, he did not question, say, now why do you want me to offer up my son? Before he used to ask his wife, but this time he did not.
后来圣经给我们有 comment, 圣灵给一个 comment,
and then the Holy Spirit gives a commentary on this.
他说亚伯兰走上去的时候, 他就认定死, 就算我这儿子死了,
it says that to Abraham, even the Lord took away Isaac, he knows the Lord will give him another. Because our Lord is one who let the dead be resurrected. We also use the entering of Canaan as the example. Maybe you say, oh, we'll just plead with them and not fight. I remember the story of Ruth.
路德陪着她婆婆,
when Ruth accompanied Naomi and going back to land of Israel,
她算是好人家的女儿,
when she was in Moab, she was a good daughter there.
到了以色列地,
but when she went to Israel, she would be a very low person there.
拿阿米说,你到波阿斯的田里面,在他们使你剩下来的那个麦穗去捡回来,我们就吃了。And
Naomi told her to go to the field of Boaz and glean, and it has to be things that the servant didn't collect, and that's what she will take.
不容易,
that's very hard.
如果生活本来是很好的, 怎么过这种生活?
If you are used to a good life and now you have to stoop that low,
再想一想,
it's very hard.
后来, 拿阿米说, 你去波阿斯的田里面要睡觉的时候,
and then the next thing is you have to go to when Boaz is sleeping, you sleep by his feet.
哎, 你说这道德对吗?
And maybe your question, is this morally right? I'm a virtuous woman. Now, why will you tell me to do such a thing? But Ruth just went.
但是她去了, 你知道,
and we know that the result is very beautiful.
弟兄姊妹, doesn't make sense, 不合理.
Maybe we think what God demands does not make sense.
这许多的事情, 来自考验我们对主真正的认识。
But this really tests us whether we really know the Lord or not. So brothers always share this thing. If you really trust the Lord, then you will not ask why. Because you know that you have a greater purpose. And we will not argue with the Lord. And then we will just walk. And then in our walking, we will see His work. That's why we said we need to walk the inward way of life. Sometimes it boggles our mind. And yet in our heart, we have peace. We need to walk according to our peace. Our mind cannot understand. But according to the anointing and the peace, we walk forward. Sometimes our mind is so clear and everything seems logical. But in our heart, there's no peace. We need to heed that the lack of peace inside us and stop going forward. Now, this is the leading of life. Not leading by our head knowledge. Now, I have mentioned this story before. I don't know if it's in Singapore. There's this businessman doing business.
有一天我们这个弟兄这些跟了同伙的人觉得就是可能他赚的最多还是什么就想把他毒死。The
partners want to poison this brother.
但是他不知道。
But this brother doesn't know.
他还以为我们都还是兄弟。
He thinks that these partners are like brothers.
有一天说叫他过来大家聚。
And so one day they told him to come over. So he was very happy about the invitation and went. So he took a ride and went there. Now in the, at the gate of the building, then he started feeling not peaceful. He feels, that's strange, what have I done? Why do I have this deep burden in me. And then he went and go to the elevator. And this feeling didn't change.
上楼,
then he went up.
他发现这个感觉,他就问出,但是感觉没挪走,还越来越重。
Then he asked the Lord, wow, this
到了门口,
then he reached the door.
他要按门铃,
and he want to ring the doorbell.
就在他要按门铃的时候，他发现他里面真的很重。
And before he rang the doorbell, it was very he was very very burdened inside.
这个弟兄啊，他在所在的教会一直有教导，说他有很多这些的学习。
Now he has a lot of learning on this thing and dealing.
他说我头脑没问题，这都是我的兄弟。
In his mind, he said, there's no problem. These are all like my brothers.
但是我知道,
but then I know the Lord, you're talking to me.
这么重,
now this heaviness in me, you must be telling me something.
他没有按门铃,
so he didn't ring the doorbell, he just left.
后来的这些人,
so how did these people tell him?
然后不是救自己,救了个批人。
It's really not to save himself, but to save this other.
所以我们要知道,我们今天不明白,我们还是先顺服,我们之后会明白。
So for the things that you still don't understand, first submit and obey, and then you will understand.
我们现在第三个我们来看,什么,这个顺服是什么?
Now what is submission?
顺服如果我们把它拆开,一个顺从,一个降服。
So there are two parts. One is obeying, and the other part is to come under, to submit.
顺从是行动。
Now when you obey, there's action.
降服是心态。
And when you surrender, it's a heart attitude.
如果我们说我里面是降服了，但是我没有顺从，这个降服是假的。
If we say in our heart we have surrendered, but there is no act of obedience, then it's not real.
我可以告诉你，我服了，我在神面前都服了。
Maybe I can tell you, I've totally surrendered before the Lord.
只要你没有行动，这都是假的。
But if there's no action, it's not real.
我们弟兄呢是在交通部认罪。
Our brother shared about confessing our sin.
你认罪没有悔改，那个认罪是假的。
If you confess but you did not repent, it's not real.
所以你要知道，在神面前，每个真的东西都有要有 action 的，一定有动作的。
Everything that is real will have corresponding action.
好了，我们倒转来讲，我有行动，我里面如果也没降服。
Now let's say we have the action, but inside we do not surrender.
那也不真。
That is not real either.
你是做给人看的。
Because you're just doing it for men's sake.
你是做外表的。
It's an outward thing.
我里面其实没服过。
There's really no surrender inside.
是被人强迫的。
Maybe we're just forced to do it.
所以我们常常听圣经这句话，有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的。
That's why the Bible said, "He who loves me will obey my commandments."
你要知道，有了我的命令遵守，守诫命不难。
If you love the Lord, it's not hard to keep His commandments.
所外面给的这些东西，你该做这个，你要做呢，守这个不难。
Because to do keep this and do this and do that, it's not hard.
我们记着那个少年的官，他来找耶稣，他说：“我怎么能够得到永生呢？”
So remember the young ruler, he came and said, how do I get eternal life?
主耶稣说，诫命你是懂的，去守诫命。
He said, well, you know the commandments, you go observe.
我从小就守了。
And he said, well, I've done everything since my youth.
主耶稣说，那你现在变卖你所有的，第一个，第二个，跟从我。
Then the Lord said, sell all you have and then follow me.
这件事让他忧忧愁愁地走了。
But this thing made him so sorrowful, and then he left.
外面的规条不难守。
Now all these little rules, outward rules, not hard to follow.
但是心里面要降服主讲的一些话很难。
But to surrender to what the Lord Jesus said is very difficult.
整个遵守主的命令是我们里面的降服。
So to obey His commandment is build upon our heart surrender to Him.
你知道降服这个是英文 surrender.
Now in the English we say surrender.
如果你问小孩子什么叫 surrender?
If you ask kids, what does surrender mean?
是打仗用的。
It's when you're fighting in a war.
对军队，对另外一个军队，我投降。
And one army surrendered to another.
我把枪全摆下来投降。
I lay down my arms before them.
我今天由着你办。
And today you can do whatever you want with me.
这个降投降降服这个是完全把我主权摆掉了。
So to surrender is giving up all your rights.
所以你要知道，降服这个第一个意思就是你要舍弃。
So to surrender, you need to give up. You need to deny yourself.
对这个少年的官太多钱。
Now, he is a rich man, so he has a lot of money.
他可以把那个爱钱的心放掉。
Now, can he give up the love of money in his heart?
撇下一切就是说撇下你爱钱的心可以吗？
The Lord wants him to give up his love of money.
撒该，税吏撒该，他遇到神，钱都不要。
And remember Zacchaeus when he met the Lord. He doesn't want the money anymore. Well, he did not become poor, but he did not have that love of money anymore. In his heart, he was very willing to give it up for the Lord. Today, he might want us to surrender our privilege. Or our power,
或者是我们面子，我们的 pride,
or maybe our faith, our pride.
这全部都是主今天要我们学习，听遵守他的命令，降服得了。
These are all the things the Lord wants us to surrender to Him.
这些的顺服，听从不简单。
Now, to really listen to Him on these things is not easy.
你看尼托圣弟兄。
Now our brother Ni,
他能够被主用。
He was greatly used by the Lord.
在他年轻的时候，神只有一件对付他的事，就是说放掉 你所交往的女朋友。
The first thing that the Lord dealt with him was to give up his girlfriend.
Oh, 他什么理由都可以，就是不要我放掉。
For him, anything is fine, but not this giving up of the girlfriend.
我们读他的见证传记，我们发现，他说最后主的爱征服了他，他放得了。
But when we read his testimony, we know that the love of the Lord conquered him.
能够把我里面抓住我的东西摆掉，我就自由的来在服侍主。
He was able to give up what is putting him under bondage and then free to serve the Lord. And then Brother Song,
我跟年轻人说，他来美国三年读本科，九个月拿硕士，一年半拿博士。
So in a 1.5 years, he finished his PhD.
回国的时候。
And then when he went back to China,
那时候没飞机啊。
Well, there's no plane at that time. So he was on the ship for 6 months going back to mainland. And then the Lord said, well, throw away your PhD diploma and then come serve me. Well, he's very smart. Nobody can finish in such a short time. Do you think it's very easy for him to give up? Well, he has 6 months to think about this.
但是他也有能把他，因为六个月完就到中国了。
Because 6 months he'll be in China.
他必须在这六个月里面做这个决定。
He need to make the decision in 6 months.
你读他的传记，他说哈，他就跟神讲了一件事。
The only thing he said to the Lord is this.
父母把我带到，给我来到美国读书。
My parents enabled me to go to U.S. to study.
所容许我有一张纸，忘记是什么。带回去给我父母，告诉他我真的拿到博士。
Just let have some other proof, to show my parents that I really did finish.
我还有一段时间回来
了。It's not that I just went to U.S. to have fun.
我真的读到了。
I really finished my schooling.
容许我带着这一张纸是给父母看。
Let me have this paper to show my parents.
其他都放。
Now anything else, I'm gonna give up.
我们弟兄非常的绝对。
Our brother is so absolute in this.
他往海一丢,
and he threw it in the sea,
拿不回来,
and it will never come back.
你可以坐船回, 回去再去拿。
Maybe you can go back, try
with a boat. 因为他对主的绝对,
but because of his, you know, being absolute with the Lord,
他的中国的服侍就好像旋风一样。
His service is like a whirlwind.
他在中国传福音就好像大平原烧火。去到哪里人就信主。
So wherever he goes, you know, many people come to the Lord.
因为他对主是绝对的。
Because he was absolute with the Lord.
我过去也跟你弟兄讲过，在美国有个弟兄。
There's a brother in the U.S.
他说我讲道没什么力。
Said my preaching, you know, is not very strong.
整天跟主说你给我能力。
So he said, Lord, give me power in preaching.
他那时候在读博士。
At that time, he was doing his PhD.
大概还有六个礼拜就博士论文答辩就毕业了。
And only 6 weeks, he'll have his final defense.
神的话来。
But then the word of the Lord came.
不要去答辩。
Don't go to that final defense.
我不要你的博士。
I don't want you to have the PhD.
我们怎么讲？
What will we say?
我有博士，那个沙子更好服侍你。
If I have a PhD, it's going to be easier to serve
you.
So maybe when an unbeliever comes and says, oh, you are a PhD, oh, it's easier than to spread the gospel to them, right? Maybe you can say this to the Lord. But if you're serious with the Lord, the Lord still say, no, I'm not going to change my position. I want you to give it up.
他只有六个礼拜。
And he only has had 6 weeks.
宋弟兄有六个月。
Brother Song has 6 months.
他只有六个礼拜。
He only has 6 weeks.
如果你看他的故事。
And if you look at his story.
礼拜一要答辩。
Monday is the final defense.
今天礼拜六。
And today is Saturday.
他说我该去还是不去。
And he was struggling whether I should go or not.
搞到深夜。
And up till midnight, he was struggling again and again.
到了深夜,
And then in the middle of the night,
他投降,
he surrendered to the Lord.
他说,
he said, I have toiled on this.
今天晚上,
but for you, Lord, tonight I'm giving it all up. And he wrote a letter to the school.
我不毕业了,
he said, I'm not going to come for the final defense. I'm going to give up my degree and my school work.
今天早上他要上讲台讲到,
and then the next morning, Sunday, he's going to preach.
啥都没准备,
and he didn't prepare for it.
他上到讲台了,
and then he was on the podium.
他对弟兄姊妹说,
he said to brothers and sisters,
我今天没准备什么跟大家交谈,
oh, well, I didn't prepare a sharing today.
我把我这六个礼拜的挣扎我告诉你,
but I'm going to share my struggle these 6 weeks.
他把他这个在主面前所走过的心路历程摆在弟兄姊妹面前,
so he shared to brothers and sisters what he has been through this journey.
弟兄姊妹,
now most people in the congregation were tearful.
从那天开始,
and from then on, his service is full of heavenly power.
因为他写说,
he said, if only I knew that this will give me this heavenly power, I would have given up even earlier.
说弟兄姊妹,
so today, the Lord wants us to give up many of the hindrances to our fellowship with him.
我们如果越能够降服,
the more we surrender, the more we can have the Lord himself.
我们越多的降服,
the more we surrender, the closer we are to
我们越多的顺服,
him. The more we surrender, the more power we have in our service.
我们越多的顺服,
and the more we surrender, the more we can be filled by the Holy Spirit.
So, 什么叫降服? 是有血舍弃。
So in surrender, there's the giving up.
第二个,
and secondly,
顺服里面, 降服里面,
in surrender, there is a cost to it.
但以理, 与他的三个朋友,
remember Daniel and his three friends?
为了不吃王的膳食, 因为他是拜偶像, 他说我不吃, 那如果你看着办, 我们如果长得好好的,
now they refused the food of the king, and they said that if we're still, you know, healthy, let us not have to take the king's food. They put their life on the line. And then the Lord honors them, and so they look very healthy. And then Nebuchadnezzar built a gold statue. And all the people in Babylon have to bow down and worship. But these three friends and Daniel did not bow down to this. Again, they put their life on the line.
结果呢,
and then this time, the three friends were put into the line.
Furnace.
Even the ones who put them in the furnace were burned to death.
王去看, 后来去看, 他说,
and when the king went and looked, he saw instead of three, there were four. There's one like a Son of God in there.
So 他把火窑打开, 三个人连火烧的味道都没有,
and then out they come and eat without the smell of smoke on them.
到了换了朝代, 波斯的时代,
and then change of dynasty.
非常恨但以理,
in Persian kingdom, people hate Daniel.
说谁在我们的神以外敬拜别神, 丢狮子坑,
So if you are worshiping another God, you have to be in the line then. But Daniel kept praying three times a day. And he was put in the lion's den. Again, his life was on the line.
王第二天就找他，他说：“这个神的仆人但以你，你还好吗？”
And the second day, the king went and said, "Daniel, the servant of God, are you okay?"
我想这个王啊，不认为他已经剩下骨头了，这还觉得还可以打对话。
The king did not expect him to be just bones, still talking to him.
但以理说，神派遣使者封住狮子的口。
And Daniel said that God sent his angels to keep the mouth of the lion closed,
so not eat him.
So today, when we submit to the Lord, maybe there's going to be a
great cost.
I think about Mary, you know, she was pregnant before she got married. In that time, you know, people are just going to stone her. There's no way out.
哇，这个是谁生的？
And then she was already betrothed. So who is this child?
玛利亚说，我是主的使女，情愿照你的旨意行。
But Mary said, I'm your servant, Lord. Do it unto me as you please. Again, this is absolute submission. She did not think about the consequence of all this. And then the third one. And then in our surrender, we die to ourselves. We have a lot of thinking and planning. And our flesh is huge. We have our thinking, our intellect, and our emotions. Our plans, our methods. And the Lord wants to deal with this self-life. Anything that comes out of yourself is not good. From the natural man, from the soul, the Lord has to deal with it. So the more you die to self, then the life of Christ is even more. Then his building is greater.
所以我现在来总结我今天跟弟兄姊妹交通这个顺服的事。
So to conclude today's sharing on submission.
一个人舍弃的越多,
if you give up more,
你的己死的越透,
the more you die to yourself,
这就是在主里面的成长,
then you grow more.
成长不是你对圣经认识多少,
growing is not your knowledge of your Bible.
你不是你为主做了多少,
or not you have done more for the Lord. But how much have you surrendered to the Lord? The more you give up, the more life you have. This is the way of growth.
所以我们常讲说,
that's why we say that to live a life of submission, it has to be a consecrated life. You need to give your right to the Lord. Otherwise, your submission is just an ideal and not practical. And you cannot really obey. So a person who submits to the way of the Lord, what is the principle behind? Is to have lost in order to gain.
他的失去, 他看为是我得到,
so he sees that his loss is gain.
因为我真的失去这些,照着主的心意,
if you lost everything for the Lord, then you gain the Lord himself.
所以我们要说, 失去越多,
the more you give up, the more you gain of the Lord.
有个弟兄这样交通,
now, a brother shared this way. a person who really submit to the Lord has a reward. We think that reward is in the future, as if we'll be king with the Lord.
他说这个顺服, 乃是使你下一次有一件事要你顺服, 你是比较容易顺服。
To him, it says, if you obey and submit this time, the next time will be easier.
你试试看。
Just try it.
我们过了一个关, 你发现下一个关没这么难过, 因为我过了我已经发现主实在是好。
After you go through a big dealing, the next one is an easier one. Then you are more motivated to get to the next one. But if you're not willing, what is the consequence?
Punishment.
The punishment is the next one is even harder for you. And if you don't pass one, the next one is harder and harder and harder. Because you have never tasted the goodness of the Lord. And we read 1 Peter 5, 6. Humble yourself before the mighty hand of God. Humility and submission are always together. If you really can submit, then you're humble. If you're really humble, it's easy for you to submit. So this is not an outward thing. It's an inside, it's inward thing.
So we today, 这是我们在神面前要走的路。
This is the way that we need to walk before the Lord.
顺服与不顺服都有后果。
There are consequences to obeying and not obeying.
圣经讲说你种的是什么, 收的也是什么。
Because what you sow, you reap.
所以不管你是顺服也好, 你不顺服也好, 都有后果。
So both obedience and disobedience have their consequences.
求主怜悯我们, 拯救我。
So may the Lord have mercy on us and save us.
开我们的眼睛, 给我们真的看到,
open our eyes, may the Lord's light shine on us.
给我们看到主, 我们真多的没降服, 我们愿意一步一个来降服在主面前。
That He will show us to surrender one thing at a time to Him.
求主真正的来对付我们的起,
and that He will deal with ourselves. So that we can gain more of Christ himself. And then there's more life flowing out of us. Let us pray. Lord, every time we come before you, we believe that you love us with everlasting love. Please let us know that you really love us. Because of the constraint of your love, we're willing to consecrate ourselves to you. When your commandments are put into our heart, help us to be one who really submit and obey
you.
Help us to know what it is to trust and obey. To be able to trust in you is the most blessed way. Your words are before us. So that we can surrender and we will have the greatest blessing. Help us, Lord. And have mercy on us.
拯救我,
save us.
使我们在基督里有真正的成长,
that we will have real growth in Christ.
使我们的生活能够讨你的喜悦,
and that our life will be really pleasing to you.
奉主耶稣基督的名,
in Jesus' name. Amen.